This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Hello?
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 The cages themselves, they all have a name according to castles around the world. Out of this one bird became 3 birds, and then 10 birds, and then 100 birds. And last year on Christmas, we had 150 birds.
I think you recognize that. To tell you more, we sent KALW's Ariel Plotnick to South San Francisco.
Brigitte Soika stands in a large warehouse amongst 68 bird cages, each with a bird inside. The walls are covered in photos of brightly colored parrots, and bird-shaped tchotchkes dot the room. Brigitte is cradling Boogie, a Congo African gray.
Hi, Boogie.
He's a regular guest at the San Francisco Bird Hotel, a spa and resort for birds.
Hi, Boogie.
As the owner of the San Francisco Bird Hotel, Brigitte takes care of Boogie and up to 150 other birds at a time. Her bird boarding business started back in 2006 when Brigitte agreed to bird sit a friend's pet.
You know, it started with one bird in my kitchen. That's, or not even, you know, in my living room. And that was the bird hotel at one point. So I was still working full time. And out of this one bird became 3 birds, and then 10 birds, and then 100 birds.
In 2014, her small business turned into a full-blown bird spa and resort. What does it mean to be a bird resort? Well, for one thing, Brigitte offers her guests premium lodging.
The cages themselves, they all have a name according to castles around the world. Right here we have, for example, the Charlottenburg Palace, which is in Germany. And here we have Hearst Castle.
There's salon services. Murphy, an umbrella cockatoo, recently had the white feathers on his head temporarily dyed a jaunty shade of blue.
The animals enjoy it. There are some birds. They don't want to go home anymore.
She even hosts bird parties, where all the birds are let out of their cage to dance to music. Brigitte turns on the radio, and the birds cock their heads, ruffle their feathers, and start to bop up and down to the rhythm in unison. At today's bird party, I meet Triton, a sulfur-crested cockatoo.
Okay. Are you a big bird? Are you a bird?
As you can hear, these birds are loud. The noise can be deafening and relentless. So I see you're wearing earplugs. Is that because the birds can be really, really loud?
I spend so much time here, especially with the cockatoos. They have their frequencies are so high that it sometimes hurts a human.
So when you hear all day long, it's
better if you when you protect your hearing, because otherwise, who knows? I'm already crazy enough, I guess.
Bird owner Haig Movsesian owns Angel, a white cockatiel. He says he can tell that Angel likes it here at the Bird Hotel.
I know when she's happy. I know when she's, like, thinking, yeah.
By the noises that she makes?
I didn't hear you.
By the noises that she makes?
Yeah, the noises and the way she looks at you.
So what type of noise does she make when she's happy?
She makes a little coo, like a little coo. Something like that.
Brigitte is really affectionate with her guests. She often walks around with the birds on her shoulder, kissing their beaks and letting them crawl all over her parrot-themed graphic T-shirt.
I admire them for their wings, for their brains, for their intelligence, the colors. The wings is probably the most intriguing thing, because they have this freedom I always was looking for and craving for. And I think I can identify with a bird quite well.
Brigitte gets as close as she can to flying with her other passion, competitive motorcycle racing.
When you're on a motorcycle, you have that freedom. You have the speed. You have the wind. You can think, you know, you are alone. And I think that's exactly what the parallel is with the birds. You know, you basically have wings.
Starting the Bird Hotel was a way to spread her wings. Birgit quit her corporate job to do what she loves. But as every entrepreneur knows, running your own business is hard. And Birgit realizes that maybe the Bird Hotel has actually kept her wings clipped.
And people don't realize that. So, and that's something I have actually sacrificed over the Bird Hotel, my freedom. There's an irony to this whole thing, right? Because I do actually admire them for their freedom, yet we are all stuck.
Brigitte takes me to a back room in the warehouse to show me her motorcycle, a BMW F800. She revs the bike.
Once I do have the time, I need around 3 months, I would like to ride up to Alaska and back. That's the plan. And we'll see if it comes, you know, at one point I can do it. But right now, certainly not, because I'm still with the birds and everything is for the birds.
But as much energy and affection as she devotes to the birds, it's clear she gets that right back. In a moment of downtime, Brigitte walks over to Basil, a yellow-colored macaw. Her eyes light up as she opens Basil's cage and strokes his wings.
Hi, Basil.
Hi, Basil.
You can say your name. Hi, Basil.
To Brigitte, every bird is a pretty bird. In South San Francisco, I'm Arielle Plotnick for Cross Currents.